We began yesterday chapter 5, in which the Beis HaLevi discusses the foolishness, as I'll call it today, of yelling at the hand that slaps you, the rod that hits you, and not realizing that everything, of course, is coming from above. God standing there, holding the strings of the puppets, pulling the strings, and allowing everything to happen. The Beis HaLevi continues on page number 12 to read some of his incredible words. Vim kein, kishadam evakish oza tachbulois. When a person who has been harmed seeks strategies, umischanin leroitfai, and he wants to get back at the person that hurt him, veina noisin aliboi, and he doesn't stop for a moment to think, levakish me'is Hashem, what am I doing? I'm running after the guy who hurt me. I'm trying this. Why stop for a moment? This came from God. This is comparable. This is like a person who's hit by a stick and he finds that stick and he picks up the stick and he starts screaming at the stick and yelling at the stick. What are you doing, you fool? You go to the person that hurt you. What are you screaming at the stick for? Gadol mizeh. There's no greater foolishness than this. The Beis HaLevi just called all of us fools. And that's what we are. And we have to look in the mirror and realize that the way that we act is nothing short of foolish. And that when we think about it for a moment, what, I'm getting upset at my boss because he took away one of my remote days. What, I'm getting upset at a spouse because they asked me to make an extra step. I'm getting upset at this and that. What am I doing? We have to realize that it's all coming from a higher source. And with this, in note number 17, this is a beautiful explanation that the Chinuch uses why we're not allowed to take revenge, why we're not allowed to bear a grudge, because it makes no sense. What am I bearing a grudge for? What am I taking revenge for? It's foolish, says the Beis HaLevi. What are we doing? It's almost as if we're thinking that that person, I have to get back at him, and without him, I would not have gotten into this situation. Well, that's completely and utterly ridiculous, because that's denying the fact that Hashem determined this to happen. And he continues in note number 17, quoting the Rishis Chachma, that writes the opposite, the very high and lofty level, that when something negative, when something bad happens to us in a small way, we should rejoice and we should realize, why was I just ashamed? Why was I embarrassed? Why did I just have this negative situation happen to me? Hashem is punishing me, and rejoice over the fact that it's small in those cases in which it's insignificant. And of course, it's greater punishment than what's coming in the world to come. And he continues in note G on the bottom over here, and he says an absolutely incredible explanation from the Vilna Gaon. And we can see how far it goes, how tzaddikim could live on such a level that when they're talking to another person, they completely realize that that person is merely that puppet in the hand of God. And it's a famous story. We just finished Purim. And Esther Hamalka, when she's asked from Achashverosh, who is the one that wants to harm you? And she says, this evil man, Ha'ish Hara, and she points to Haman. And we all know that the Medrash says that really she wanted to point to Achashverosh. And she wanted to say that you are the one harming me. And the question is, the Medrash is beautiful, but think about this for a moment. What is she, insane? She knows she's talking to Achashverosh. She knows that Achashverosh is the one with the ability to determine the yes, the no. And she had a thought to say, Achashverosh, you're the one causing the harm. And only the Malach came along and pushed her hand. And she said, Haman, explains the Vilna Gaon. With this idea, we can understand this so beautifully. Esther Amalka, on the level that she was at, she realized, yes, I'm having a conversation with the king. It's true, the man in front of me that's talking is Achashverosh, but he is just an actor on stage. He is merely that puppet. And therefore, yes, I could even say directly to him, you are the one causing the harm. There's nothing to be afraid of. Because God is up there and he's pulling those strings, and if he determines it should end up favorably, it will end favorably, and if not, not. What's there to be concerned of? A very high and lofty level. But hopefully, b'siyata d'shamaya, the more we think about it, the more we try to inculcate it, the more we'll realize that indeed it's nothing less than foolishness to get upset, to bear a grudge, and to take revenge against the person that did it towards us, and rather to realize it all came from a much higher source.